Today's Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight Show being brought to you by New Covenant LED.
Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, our weekly get-together where we are going to give you helpful tips, hopefully, educate you. That's kind of a standard that we do. I think a lot of people who listen to this show are saying, you know, I learned something this week that I didn't know about fill in the blank. And that's really what the purpose of this show was when we started it way back when, which is, I don't know, maybe going 7 or 8 years now, as a matter of fact. And today we want to talk specifically about something that I was very observant about over the last couple of weeks. I've talked about it, my trip over to Scotland and some of the things that I saw when it comes to energy efficiency and how they do things over there. And one of the things I noticed was the LED lighting that took place. And today, once again, returning our guest is from New Covenant LED, and that is Doug Schoenwalder. Doug, President, good to have you here.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Bill.
Well, it's great to have you. So I want to start off with my trip to Scotland. I was kind of filling you in on some of the things. But a lot of people ask about LED lighting, and they say, I have old fixtures. Does LED lighting work for old fixtures? And what I was telling you was I was going into restaurants and establishments, all kinds of different gift stores and all kinds of things, where these buildings were hundreds of years old, yet they had LED lighting up through all, you know, displaying their food, displaying their bar, displaying their gifts that they were giving away. So I guess the answer is that it works anywhere.
Just about any application, you can find an LED replacement or equivalent.
Yeah. And it was interesting, too, because I remember on this show, you had told me about there's different types of LED now that I think a lot of people have the thought that LED is so bright and it's not relevant in this area. But there is a lot of dimly lit lights that just looked, quite frankly, beautiful of how they had it set up. And I remembered when I saw that of what you had talked about. What there is different types of LED lighting.
Absolutely.
Now,
there's accent lighting. There's landscape lighting, all of which nowadays can be fully dimmable, mm-hmm. and in different color rendering indexes. So in other words, when LED was first installed in America, it was a terribly bright, almost a blue light, harsh on the eyes. Now mm-hmm. you can get that color rendering index, is what it stands for, CRI. You can get that to where that LED lamp looks like your typical incandescent bulb, and you can't really tell a difference unless you take that bulb out of the fixture.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I wanted to have you come on today is because we're approaching the end of the year, and for most businesses, the end of the year means we need to reassess things. We need to figure out, okay, where is our 2017 budget going to be at? Where can we cut? Where can we add? And so I would imagine this time of year, you go through that with a lot of businesses, and maybe you can explain a little bit about what you talk about with businesses about that.
Yeah, this is our busy time of year. One, because it's getting darker earlier. People are noticing that they have inadequate lighting, and then they think, what do we need to do to get this scenario fixed? And of course, we say go to LED right away rather than fix what you currently have. We've been in a lot of businesses lately that say, well, we have a 3-year program where we go through the entire facility and we replace all of our fluorescent lighting. But rather than spending that money on the outdated technology right now of fluorescent, you can now put LED fixtures in, and well, you can figure it out really quickly because the fixtures that we put in are rated for 80,000 hours of operation. If you have a facility that's doing 8 to 10 hours of operation daily, do the math real quick, and you're mm-hmm. talking almost 30 years of dependable, maintenance-free operation where you're not changing ballasts or bulbs at any time.
I was going to ask you about that with fluorescence. So what... I don't even know. What is the life of a fluorescent, give or take?
Yeah, typically 3 years is the maximum life you can get out of it. Typically, but also by the end of the first year, your light on that bulb has depreciated already pretty substantially after that first year.
And what I find, too, about fluorescence, because I have a few in my home, the ballast I don't get. I don't understand how to fix that. And even if the bulb is out, I'm not sure if it's the bulb or the ballast, and then I still not sure how to take out the bulb. So it's a whole operation rather than just changing up in a bulb, a standard bulb.
Absolutely. And there's different ways to approach every scenario. When it comes to office settings, we can replace the entire fixture, or we can come and do a relamp, taking your old fluorescent tubes out. In most cases, because of our LED tubes being brighter, we can replace a 3-bulb fluorescent fixture with 2 LED lamps and get the same output, but save considerable amount of electricity.
When you do, first off, you do for businesses, you go out and do an audit. And first off, we want to say that that's free when you come out and do an audit.
Absolutely free.
So talk about how that process takes place.
Yeah, it's a very simple process. We get a call from the customer, or our salesman will call on the customer, and it's normally a process that takes less than 1 hour. We gather 3 pieces of information from that business owner, the first being the price that they pay per kilowatt hour on their electrical bill. We talk about their maintenance costs on their lighting every year. What do they estimate is their maintenance costs for that year? And then thirdly, what is their hours of operation? We compile all this information, including the audit process of walking through the entire facility, marking down every fixture that they currently have, and then we run it through our Eco Insight program, which gives them a comprehensive analysis of what they currently have, what the cost to retrofit that facility to LED is, and the payback period.
Mm-hmm.
What we have been seeing is most every facility, unless they're adding fixtures, their payback is less than 2 years.
Which to me, when you first said that to me, was surprising. I would think people think, lighting, with the cost of lighting, how much am I really going to get my money back? And I would think most would say 5 to 10 years.
Correct,
Would be a guess.
Right. But like I said, typically it's 2 years or less. We're seeing savings averaging between 50% and 60% on the lighting load of any facility.
So now when businesses are looking to go through that process of budgeting for 2017, you're sitting down with them and saying, from a standpoint of what we can save on your day-to-day activity, you will basically show them on paper of how much they'll save day-to-day.
Yes. There's multiple graphs in our proposal that show what the average savings will be on a monthly basis, what it will be on a yearly basis, what it would cost them to wait and install at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is a very comprehensive report. We've been told many times that it's very professionally done.
New Covenant LED Lighting, Doug Schoenwalder, the president here with us, and the number to call is 655-2468. That's 655-2468. Or you could also go to newcovenantled.com if you want to check out their website. When you do that free audit, because I know you have a mobile unit, do you bring the mobile unit then as well?
Not at the audit process,
okay.
But when we come back with our proposal to the customer, we will bring our mobile showroom. At that point, then they can see exactly what we propose. The mobile showroom, of course, is lit up. We can show them the fixture in its energized state, how pleasant it is to the eye, what we can do with that fixture as far as dimming if they want that capability. So there's no guessing, there's no guesswork, and it's just a overall comprehensive approach that we have at New Covenant LED.
I know when we had discussions before, Doug, you had said, you know, you meet, let's say, with the business manager, the president, the CEO, whoever, but some of the people who really tell the truth or know the day-to-day activity are the coworkers. So do you go out and request to talk to some of the coworkers? Is that part of the process? How does that work?
Normally, we just run into the coworkers as we're running through the audit.
Sure. Okay.
And they're asking us what we're doing there, and we tell them, and they're all excited because most every place that has a commercial warehouse has been underlit for some time, or half of the fluorescent tubes have been burnt out, et cetera, et cetera. So they're excited to hear that in their workplace they might get much better lighting than what they currently have.
And let's say we just had our CEO of our company came in here yesterday from Atlanta, and she never even walked through the facility. She met with us in the conference room, and it was a nice meeting and everything, but she didn't walk around to see what our needs were when it comes to, certainly when it comes to lighting. She had other things on her mind. So it's probably a normal process.
It is, and we find that our best salesmen are normally the people that work in the back of the shop,
mm-hmm.
or the areas that where they do product fulfillment orders.
Yeah,
those are the people that see it most often. Compared to the office lighting, it's not so prevalent.
I imagine in a building, the farther you go back in the building, probably the more need, because one, there's less light, and two, it's probably, like you said, more hands-on where the eyes need to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. New Covenant LED, Doug Schoenwalder with us, and again, the number is 655-2468, 655-2468, or go to newcovenantled.com. We're going to take a brief break, and we're talking, you know, at this time of year, not only the process of budgeting for 2017, but the days are getting shorter, and we'll talk about how New Covenant can help you out in that capacity as well.
Went to see the captain, strangest I could find. Laid my proposition down, laid it on the line. I won't slave for beggars pay, likewise gold and jewels, but I would slave to learn the way, sink your ship of fools, ship of.
Calling anyone who wants to help the environment. Evergreen Credit Union in Neenah is the most environmentally responsible credit union in the state. Just by becoming a member, you're doing something good for the environment. We take steps to help the earth every day, from composting and recycling to using green energy sources to power the credit union. Learn more about Evergreen Credit Union on our website, evergreencu.com. Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial.
Welcome back. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Talking today with Doug Schoenwalder, who is the president of New Covenant LED Lighting. And we were mentioning, Doug, at the break, that this is a time of year where, again, a person who comes in a regular 9-to-5 situation during most of the year would never see how their nighttime lighting works, lights that might be out on their sign, lights that might be out on their sidewalk, parking lot, things along those lines. But now, as the days get shorter, you go out to your car and you go, I didn't realize we had such a dimly lit parking lot or something along those lines. Imagine you see that a lot.
Absolutely. And we don't have to come into the facility and do a complete energy audit. If there's a few fixtures out, we can retrofit the existing fixtures with LED. We don't have to go through and do just a complete whole commercial audit on the facility, but we have in-house electricians, and of course we do service work as well.
So is there situations where, and let's just, maybe this is a little extreme, but there's a closet or something and things along those lines. Do you say, well, you don't need LED lighting in the closet. You don't need LED lighting here or there. Do you pinpoint where you need it and where you don't need it? Or do you just kind of say, no, we recommend it everywhere?
Well, we normally recommend it everywhere, because if you're going to be doing some maintenance on a fixture at this point, with the time involved of retrofitting that fixture, whether it's replacing a ballast or replacing lamps, you might as well put that money to good use and put it into a fixture that's going to last you so much longer than a fluorescent.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I've had a lot of people on the show who do replacement windows, let's say, for example. With today's budgets being tight, everybody's budget is tight, it may not be in your budget to do a full overhaul, but you can do, in that case, window by window. So in this case, you can do as needed, your most needed area first, and work from there, correct?
Absolutely. And we have larger companies that will say, well, this year, this mm-hmm. fiscal year, we just want to do the warehouse. That's the most necessary area. And then the next year, we'll talk about the office space. And then the following year, we'll talk about the exterior.
Perfect. So you can put that in your budget process, can be not only just for 2017, could be for the next 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that. Yes. How long does the switch out take? Because business is running business. They maybe not have time to shut things down. How do you work that?
Right. Most of the time we're able to work in every scenario while the company is in operations. The only times we're really not able to work while they're in operation is if it's a critical functioning facility that might be healthcare, where you can't have any dust dropping on a product line, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we're able to work around the existing operations.
New Covenant LED Lighting with us here on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. One thing that I found that makes you a little bit different than a lot of the other people out there, there's other people who sell LED lighting, but they are, I guess you would call them installers. You have the full unit in that you have electricians, right?
Yes, yes. Every one of my people is a licensed electrician. They're not just the installers. So in other words, if a customer needs to have a light moved, we can install the conduit and wiring systems to make that happen and do it legally, whereas these other companies just have installers. They're not trained electricians. So that the beautiful thing with that is we're not calling somebody else in either. We have in-house electricians doing our own installs. You're not talking with three different people to mm-hmm. get the job done. You're not talking about, you've got a sales company, then you've got an installation company, then you have a recycling company coming in afterwards. We do all of that in-house. For the customer, it's a one-stop turnkey solution. Even when it comes to the focus on energy rebates, I have a full-time person on staff that does all of the focus on energy rebates for the customers.
All the paperwork?
Everything.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. We are a one-stop shop for everything.
That is, you know, I didn't even think about the recycling, too, because that could throw your budget way off. You go, oh, I'm getting new lighting, and say, oh, yeah, but now I need an electrician.
Yeah, now you have a pile of lights in the back corner that you're trying to figure out what to do with.
Right, and now I need a recycler. And so when you do your audit, you're including everything in there.
Absolutely everything.
Okay.
Yes.
What happens, I don't want to throw you a curveball here, but what happens if you do, and maybe this doesn't happen because you guys are real good at what you do, but you're looking at a situation and go, okay, you give a quote for that, but then when you open up the wall or some kind of panel, or you see something else, which could change the activity, the price of what? How does that all work?
Yeah, well, that works very simply. When we open up a fixture and some of these high-intensity discharge lights created a lot of heat over a long time frame, sometimes you'll see the wiring has become brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And we will then notify whoever is in charge that we have an issue with the wiring. Well, the beautiful thing about having New Covenant LED come in and do it is we have the electricians that can, while we're there, while we're on that lift, we can rewire that fixture easily, simply, and not have somebody else to come in and deal with those electrical issues.
Right, right. Focus on energy, which is, you know, we talk about this all the time on the show, with whatever products a lot of times we deal with. but it also was in the LED lighting world with focus on energy. And usually with focus on energy, there are rebate programs, and I understand that's also going on with LED.
Yes, there's two different programs. One is a large business program, which is called prescriptive. The other is a small business program. The small business program gives much more incentives as far as rebates on fixtures and lamps and de-lamping scenarios than the larger. But we deal with both of those focus on energy rebate programs, and we're constantly in contact almost on a daily basis.
So when you're doing these rebate programs, do you go into a business and say, you're eligible for this? Is everybody kind of in the same? You're either large or small in the same rebates? Do they change? Do they fluctuate?
No. Every building, dependent on its size, depending on how many locations this business might have, and also dependent upon their kilowatt load per month, it automatically categorizes them whether they're in the large business or the small business focus on energy program.
Okay. And I know with focus on energy, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's a deadline usually. Is it the calendar year?
Yes, calendar year.
Okay.
And the 1st of January, it always changes for the following year.
Will the offers change at the first of the year?
They normally change, yes.
Okay.
What we've seen recently is they, in the last 4 years, they've trended downwards slightly, but nothing significant.
Okay. And the other thing with focus, too, a lot of times it's, does it need to be installed by the end of the year or need to have paperwork signed by the end of the year? How does that work?
Yeah, with the small business program, it needs to be approved and installed by the end of the year.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, and we've been doing this a lot on this show, is that it's this time of year, so contact you.
Right.
How long, let's talk about an audit, and considering your situation right now at busy time of year, from start the audit to finish installing, what's a window of time? And maybe I'm being too vague.
Well,
here,
no, if a customer calls and says, we have money in our budget, we need to spend it this year, we decided to spend it on LED, would you please come and do an audit of our facility?
Mm-hmm.
We'll normally get it within 3 days, we'll be there for the audit. Normally it takes us 2 to 3 days then to get back to that customer with their proposal. And if they agreed, we can move forward normally very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a distributorship with ATG Electronics, which means that not only are we able to get the fixtures at a greatly reduced rate compared to our competitors, but it also means that we house a lot of fixtures in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have stock readily accessible to move forward quickly.
You do have a big facility compared to a lot of places that I've been. I was surprised when I first saw you.
Yeah.
When you are doing the LED lighting, you're putting it all in, who's the lightning rod usually who says, we need new lighting? Because in a company, you've got obviously the CEO, you've got a business manager, you've got sometimes the CEO's secretary, and you have the coworkers. Do you find a common theme? Who's the common denominator there that says, we need new lighting?
Yeah, for us in the commercial and industrial realm, it's normally the maintenance director.
He sees
that there's significant improvement that needs to take place in a certain area of the facility or the outside or the parking lot needs some attention. So we'll get a call from them.
There are companies now, I mean, everybody should be doing LED lighting, but there are companies that you are doing more work for, whether it be small shops or warehouses. Who's the one using you now more?
There is no specific type of occupation at this point or business that uses us more than any other. It's just across the board at this point.
Is it safe to say that the learning curve is still there with LED lighting? Because I know when you come on my show, I'm asking you, I ask you a question off when you're off about LED lighting, because I just don't know all the things about it.
That's the biggest part of our job.
Yeah.
Is to educate the customer on what scenarios are available. And also, we had a customer last week that told us there's no way possible that our return on investment can be 0.4 years. But they gave us the information as far as what they spend on maintenance. They had so many fixtures that were out in their parking lot and on their building. We went through and we showed them all our numbers and all the numbers that they had given us and put it into the program and told them that, no, we've had certified public accountants go through our auditing process and our proposals, and they've come to within 0.5%.
Wow.
So our program only varies by the information given to us.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot manipulate the information at any point.
You seem to like to take on that challenge, Doug.
Yes. Yeah, because we've got so many things in our favor with LED. There's just so many good attributes to LED that it's fun to sit down with that customer and just upgrade their facility and save them money.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody.
Well, and again, it's just a lot of times it's just the lack of knowledge. You know, you're just ignorant to everything that's out there, and you don't really know. And so you think this way, and you're coming in going, no, it's a little bit better than that. Yeah.
And what we do quite frequently in the larger installs, before we sign a contract, we'll offer some free installation in an area with some of our fixtures. We'll put a block of 4 fixtures in a large warehouse. They don't really believe that we can perform or our lights can perform the way we say they will. So we'll offer to come on in and put 4 fixtures in a block, and then they see the output of these fixtures and how well these fixtures not only put off the amount of light, but save them energy. And it's just good all around.
Yeah,
and then
beautiful.
The product sells itself.
Exactly. Yeah. New Covenant LED, Doug Schoenwalder here with us. And you can call him again, 655-2468. The easy number to remember, 655-2468. Doug, good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.
Today's Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight Show being brought to you by New Covenant LED.